Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. Apple recently launched a new generation of their AirPods, and I was wondering with this release, is it worth buying the Apple AirPods Pro above the new release? So with the Generation 1 AirPods, which are still available, there was no wireless charging standard or water resistance. The Generation 2s fixed this and have the best battery life, although for real-world use, that is quite academic, as a quick rest in the cases gives them hours of extra charge, and worst cases, an ear-to-ear sort of juggle in the case, out the case. If you aren't using them for all-day constant office use, you should be fine with any of the three on offer. So first, AirPods versus the rest of the headphones. If you are on an Apple ecosystem, nothing flips between devices faster than Apple or Beats headphones with their H1 chips designed to do just that, and pairing is a breeze. Sound quality is about as good as it gets for wireless headphones for all three, and now we get the differences between the Pros, the Generation 2, and the standards. The Pros and Generation 2 get spatial audio features. Essentially, what this means is turning your head while listening to a movie would keep the soundstage where it was and not move with your turning head. Cute, huh? And also they get a more lossless music recording from Apple Music as an option. The Pros then get things like Dolby Atmos and active noise cancelling, and more on that in a bit. They also have silicon ear tips, which are size interchangeable, three sizes supplied. They sort of click in a very cute way. They also get an app function that tests them with an inward-facing mic in your ear and makes serial recommendations and tells you if things are right or not. Then you get to use that mic as the sound is tuned to your actual ear canal. Pretty cool tech. It does this with a 10-core processor. This also allows noise cancelling to measure about 200 times per minute. The noise cancelling has another feature, which is a sound pass-through, an opposite mode, so to speak, allowing you to listen to conversations without removing an AirPod. It will even focus on the voice of the person you're talking to. Nice. The downside to the extra tech is it does reduce the AirPod's battery life to about 4.5 hours. But as I said, 5 minutes in the case should give you another hour or so. Battery life for the case and pods together is around 24 hours. Also, some people feel a little pressure on their ears with active noise control active, but in my experience, a minute or so of acclimatization will have that feeling go away. The AirPods are about as good as it gets for in-ear headphones currently, with great drivers, the ANC or active noise cancelling, and of course the passive noise isolation that the silicon tips give you. The last downside that I have with these is the price, which at $4,999 is not cheap for an item with non-repairable batteries. They are on special at the moment for about R3,800 if you do a little searching. That's it for this week. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za.